Here's another outside the box. Trying to be community minded. Today's topic is civic assembly. I recently attended a civic assembly in Maine, one of the first in the U.S., although such assemblies have been convened for over a decade in other parts of the world. Its purpose was to make recommendations to the new legislature and governor beginning in 2027 about legislation on K-12 education. The assembly included four residents, one of whom was a high school student, from each of Maine's 16 counties, a total of 64, representing a variety of ages and perspectives. The event was publicly called a citizens' assembly, but because someone did not need to be a U.S. citizen to participate, there might have been at least one or more who were not. I used the term civic instead to describe the event. Participants were chosen by lot from a pool of about 350 applicants statewide. The goal of the assembly, initiated by the Maine Education Policy Research Institute, MEPRI, of the University of Southern Maine, was to find out what a diverse group of people, age, rural and urban, different involvements in the education process, political leanings, would come to agreement regarding what Maine's education system lacked and what legislation could do to fix the problem. The assembly is a form of direct democracy if, a big if, the legislature actually takes proposals from the assembly to heart and creates legislation based on recommendations from assembly delegates. That won't be known for at least a few months. I and six other delegates at a designated table, plus a facilitator, spent one long day together learning about Maine's education system, school governance, curriculum development, funding, special education, technology, etc. Our group included two students, a recent high school grad, a classroom teacher, a former school board member, a new school board member who is about to take office, and me, who had gone through the education system decades ago. Eight other tables of eight heard the same presentation. With some basic info about Maine education under our belts, our group of eight spent our second day weighing a number of ideas for potential legislation. We settled on what we called life skills and experiences to promote more activity through a reality-based teaching method emphasizing hands-on or project-based learning. Most students do adequately when they need to read or do simple math, but some are baffled by having to balance a checkbook or know little about nature or have few or no life skills, such as cooking or carpentry or auto repair. Even the two high school students and recent grad were strong advocates for these life skills. How do we make education personally relevant to students' day-to-day lives? Remembering U.S. presidents may only be useful for a test. Knowing what to do with tofu or a socket wrench will help students long after their formal education is over. Relevant and hands-on education is exciting. Rote learning is not. Of course, every school system has plenty of other problems. Finding enough qualified teachers, trying to teach a classroom where some students are way ahead and others way behind. Ensuring that schools have enough money. It was hard to ignore so many issues to focus on just one. The Maine Education Policy Research Institute had done interviews with over 1,000 Maine students of all grade levels to learn about what education means to them and what they want. The report called the School Stories Portal gave some directions to general categories which the assembly used to narrow down its list of priorities even more. The assembly will continue with a Zoom meeting in late August to finalize wording for a proposed bill for the next Maine legislature. I've made the Civic Assembly sound like just another way to develop possible legislation, but it's much more. It uses the democracy of diversity, people chosen somewhat randomly, to highlight voices, often those most impacted, that are not always heard, so their ideas are more forcefully presented. Do you think the Maine legislature will seriously consider a civic assembly-initiated process for a piece of legislation? I'm Larry Danziger, I'm also hoping for more attention to critical thinking in Maine's education system.